we speak of the division just about every week during the season. You know, where the divisions come from in a short period of time, I think, is a great accomplishment. You know, we have a long way to go. I think we're closing the gap a little bit, but, you know, every time you line up and play a division game, you know what to expect. And I think people make the case that it's extremely physical, extremely talented. It's got outstanding quarterback play. And you got the top defenses, you know, with respect to Arizona, Seattle, and San Francisco. Well, I had taken the year off. I started watching ball probably early November, and I think you could see it coming together. Obviously, the outstanding job that Coach Harbaugh did, and then you could see anytime you give Pete Carroll just a little bit of time to put something together, he's gonna make something happen. So, anticipated significant improvement, but I don't think anybody expected it to be as competitive as it is now. Did not have to do that. We drafted, we used free agency, we developed players in the past, and that's what we're planning on doing now. I think Coach Boudreau did a great job this year with moving people around. We had a lot of moving parts, but we showed improvement. We've still got some young players. Obviously, we have serious interest in getting Roger back and Chris, and we're going to check Harvey's health here shortly. But Coach Boudreau is a very, very outstanding, experienced coach, and we'll get it done. Is it what? Well, I mean, I think it depends on who they are, what kind of experience, what kind of reps they're getting in the during the week of practice. And it's important to us to make sure that that our backups get reps. For example, this past year, Jake didn't take every snap in practice, nor did Scott. So we had younger players stepping in practice, so at least they knew what to do. Well, obviously it's important for us to get that done, and he's expressed serious interest in coming back as well. So, it does give us flexibility. But, I think ultimately he's going to be an outstanding guard in this league. Now, that doesn't mean to say that he could not play either tackle, because this year he did, he stepped in when Jake went down and stepped in here and there and, played some really good football at the tackle spot. Nowadays, speculation's not puzzling to me, okay? But, as I mentioned, a couple years ago, one of the two reasons I took this job was because of Sam. And, we as an organization, coaches, Les and everybody has a great deal of respect for him and trust in him, and he's our guy. So I don't know where that's coming from. This year, before he got hurt, He was playing pretty good football, despite the fact that we didn't win a lot of games early. But projected out over the course of the season, had he stayed healthy, I think you just seen a different player. And we have zero concern whether or not he comes back. He's working hard. He's there every day. He's excited about it. He's maintained the same leadership role that he took over when Jack left last year. No, I'm not. He had a high ankle. It was a legitimate high ankle, and it was hard. It was hard on him. This was a freak injury, and so we don't look at it from the standpoint of, all right, well, we've got an injury-prone quarterback. This was an unusual thing that happened to him, and he's despite his size and things, he's very athletic, and so it had I have no question whether or not he'll be back. Well, we've proven in the last 2 years we can get pressure on the quarterback, specifically with a four-man rush, and we've gotten pressure and an effective rush from our backups. But, you know, you can't get enough guys up front. You know, you can, you know, you we lost, for example, we lost Will for a couple of weeks with MCL, and, you know, our numbers went down because Chris was playing more plays. And so, you know, the more guys you got up front, the better you are. Well, you know, you've got, you know, obviously two different ways to solve that second, possibly the third quarterback position. That's through, you know, our free agency process and also through the draft. So we're just discussing that.
Can you talk about the state of
your offense? Mississippi wide receiver Dante Moncrief, table four. You mean going into 14? Yeah, I think we've got younger players that got to play. You know, Zach came in week five, I think, or week six, and showed what he's capable of doing. We got some late season production, real production out of Stebbin Bailey. I think you saw, our little receiver before he got hurt, really coming on. And so, you know, Cook had an outstanding year. So I think we're much further ahead than we were, and you know, when young players get valuable experience like that, you know, you expect improvement.
Jeff, can you explain the competition committee that would have potential changes to place picking field goals, extra points, the issues you're dealing with, and whether you think anything?
Yeah, you know, we're just starting the process. You know, the process is basically involves digesting the information from the club surveys that the committee sends out in January. You look at it. There were a few comments, and there's been some off-the-wall comments with respect to that. We've had several conversations with it, and we'll continue to do that over the next few weeks and talk to ownership. But, again, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, it's unlikely that we do something, highly unlikely we do something this year. There were five, someone said there were five extra points missed last year. You know, we're also told that they were all blocked. Okay, so you block an extra point at the end of a ball game, which gives you a chance to win the ball game. You're taking a play away. Now, there've been a lot of different suggestions and how to do things, and so we're pretty much just kind of, you know, kicking things around right now. We'll continue to do so. I'm sorry, John. You know, there's nothing like the crown of the helmet rule last year, okay? Where, you know, obviously we talk about player safety. We spent a lot of time with Dean and his staff. We had a couple officials in there talking about penalty enforcement, about, you know, cleaning some things up and you know, ways to get to where we could become more consistent from crew to crew. We talked about replay. We talked about, as one would expect, the potential for centralization, and those discussions are ongoing. That's a significant change. We talked about a lot of other things. We looked at injury tape and things, but nothing specifically really stands out at this point. Now, that doesn't mean to say something may not, you know, come up, you know, next week when we reconvene. No, it's not. I mean, we didn't discuss it. You know, it was brought to my attention that there's some discussions going on. Our mechanics, however, are different. Our mechanics from an officiating standpoint are different. If there's a substitution on offense, the defense is going to be given an opportunity to sub. They refer to that as the gates open, and the wing officials will raise their hands, and then the umpire will look, and he will wait and give them an opportunity to sub. They're not going to allow, our umpire is back next to the referee, okay? They're not going to allow that ball snap to be snapped until he clearly gets behind the deepest player in the backfield. So our mechanics are a lot different than theirs. No, the committee works very close with the NC2A. As a matter of fact, we'll have a representative there at our meetings next week. So when we look at things, potential changes, we certainly consult with them. Well, how do you guys do it? And they're doing some things that we're not doing. For example, the helmet rule. The helmet comes off now in a college football game. The player knows he just automatically walks the sideline. He knows he's got to come out for a play. Their targeting rule is a lot different than ours. I mean, they're suspending players right now. So I think they're well on their way to, emphasizing player safety. No concern. There's probably a pretty good chance that he's purchased a property between now and the time he purchased that piece of property. So that's what he does. So there's no concern whatsoever. I think the commissioner stated, made a statement with respect to that when that was it was announced in Los Angeles that he had purchased that piece of property, and the league office and commissioner has not gotten any information with respect to that. So I'm not concerned about that. We're hoping so. He overcame a difficult situation. My understanding is he's healthy now. And so we expect him back in the offseason program. All right. Thank you, guys. All right, thank you.